I think Kanye wanted to be with a woman who he knew didn't want him for his money. And I have heard some athletes who have said, I want to marry somebody who's got their own.
I agree. I actually agree with her. I mean,
but if she's got some good ass,
I mean it doesn't matter. Well, I'm just saying, Lisa Ray is bringing something to the table.
Yeah, she is. You know, she's not just sitting at home broke with five kids.
Right, so, you know.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
How you doing? You agree with that assessment?
I think Lisa Ray, I love Lisa Ray because she just keeps it real. She just basically say it out. Like, I'm not upset at her. If I'm rich, I don't want a broke dude. I'm sorry. I mean, like, we don't have much to talk about.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, but what if the guy's broke and he's just the love of your life?
Then you need to learn how to upgrade him, but maybe that's not something she wants to put the time and effort into.
Sometimes there are guys with potential, but sometimes that potential never pans out.
What's the definition of broke, though?
Well, let me take your picture.
And y'all gonna laugh?
No, I wasn't funny at all.
Y'all gonna laugh? But yeah.
Good morning, hello.
Yes, good morning.
Yes.
I do agree with Lisa Ray. We don't say that about white women. We don't say that about other women that want to take care of the
Can I just say this, and I don't want you to get mad at me.
Here you go, Russ.
Don't get mad at me. Why is it that we have to qualify our statements by bringing up a white woman? Why do we have to do that? We don't need to do that.
They always group us in some type of category.
Here's why.
So why not?
I'm going to tell you why. Tiger Woods would have never married no black babysitter. That's
sure
why.
Wouldn't have.
Oh, Lord,
listen,
here we
y'all
go.
Don't get mad at
it's
me.
It's just not a race
Russ,
issue
my
for
best
me.
Friend.
It's just not.
Russ, you know my best friend grew up. One of
Rihanna
my best friends
or Nicki Minaj,
grew up
might
in the hood. She grew up on welfare. Now she's married to a gazillionaire. Her husband would have never looked at a black woman. It just wouldn't have happened.
Oh, I don't think so.
You crazy.
That's your opinion, so.
That is my. I mean, I'm just saying I get it. I see why it happens. I see why we say white girls do it.
Well, you know, that just
I'm don't. Just saying I see why we. I'm not saying it's right.
Excuse, man. Just look at the fact that maybe you may not be hot.
How come a superhead is a gold digger, but if somebody else does it, they're not? Why?
Who said superhead was a gold digger?
What about the dude Todd on Housewives that's messing with Candy? Is he a gold digger? Because
she
got the paper.
He is.
But he has a job.
They don't say that about white men.
He's bringing something to the table.
They don't say that about white men.
He's a gold digger.
I think why? Maybe. Why? What if a black guy gets rich and just wants something different?
Whatever. Good morning. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, good morning. This is Casey from Baltimore. Uh-huh. And I completely agree with Lisa Ray. Because, number one, I get called a gold digger all the time because I only date older men. But it has nothing to do with their money or their status. It has to do with, I don't have to pay for them when I go on the date. I mean, come on. I'm from
So then it does have to
it's
do.
Not many, it's it, not much of a pick.
Wait a minute. It does. You just said it has nothing to do with their status, but then you said, I don't have to pay for anything. So that's.
So you with them with for the money.
I meant that, but people from Baltimore, but guys from Baltimore my age don't know what it is to date.
There you go.
I
mean,
I agree with you. School, I agree with you.
I have a career. I pay for my own house, my own car. Why should I have to have anything less? And the people, mostly my age, are not on my level. So I go over.
I can see that.
I can see it, too.
All right. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, turn the radio down, Pimpins. I appreciate that. Your comment, please.
Yeah, man, I agree with Lisa Ray. I just don't agree with the whole white girl thing. I feel like, a lot of girls are jump offs and they just want to be taken care of after a certain point in time in their life. They're tired of being a jump off.
So white girls aren't ever jump offs?
Sure they are.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm asking him.
Jump off doesn't have
asking.
A nationality.
It does not.
Listen, I was just asking a man.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, how you doing? Your comment, please.
Hey, I think there's a difference of having a chick to court side with a skirt halfway up than a chick that has money and just looking for somebody that has equal or more to what she has.
Okay.
Okay.
As if you're going to classify a gold digger, I'm thinking, you know, you look at court side any NBA game, you're going to see gold diggers.
Absolutely. And, you know, and they got the breast out and the whole nine. And they're all not black women.
Right. Most of them are not.
And, surprisingly, a lot of them are.
Yeah. So, I mean, but.
What are you talking about?
But, you know, it's just the defense mechanism that some black women always want to bring up. Well, what about them? No, let's talk about you.
Exactly.
All right. Come on now. That's all I'm trying to say. All right, let me keep it real.
Tweet.
Somebody's kind of going on that caller. Dave the Dude says, gold digger is somebody who benefits from the other person financially and says, people my age ain't on my level, like the Baltimore chick.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, are you from Baltimore?
No, she's saying she don't want to pay for the dudes every time that she go to out on a date.
Tweet.
Mr. Exxon, Lisa Ray on the D-list, but want an A-lister.
Thank you.
Stay in your league, girlfriend.
I'm just playing.
Wow. Somebody said, why is it okay for a dude to take care of a broke chick?
Because we got them goods.
Oh, see, now. Well, that's not we're talking about prostitution.
We got them goods.
All over the place.
Now we're talking about prostitution.
That might be illegal.
We got them goods.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, double standard. Hello.
It's a double standard.
Yes. All right. Your comment, sir.
Hey, look. This is James Evans III. To me, I mean, I'm not trying to make it like a black or white thing or whatever, but I kind of agree with Lisa Ray because of the simple fact, like, if
your phone is really bad, man.
Yeah, and it's taking you a long time to get
and
close.
Your thought process. Yes.
Bottom line is, she would not holler at you with a phone that sounds like that.
And
you're trying to drive and talk at the same time. James, stop it. All right, pull over.
Hey, tweet us, homie. We can read it all together.
You know pull tweet. Over and tweet. Don't
y'all
text
are the
drive.
Dirtiest people in the world.
Good morning. Hello. Hello, good morning. Good morning. Turn your radio down. Hello.
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead. Your comment, please.
No, man. I think Lisa Ray got a good point, but I really feel that, I mean, you just want somebody that compliments you overall.
Tweet.
That's cool, but I like what Roster Player 98 says.
Why?
He says, I don't agree because there are rich gold diggers.
Yeah, there are.
And if that's the case, then we are saying rich people can only marry rich people.
That's called greedy.
No, that's called greedy. You know, it's like businessmen. You know how greedy. You know, these millionaires are always saving money.
Mm-hmm.
It's greedy. Just like the people like from Enron and all them. They already got all that money.
Let's define what a gold digger is. I think that's the bottom line.
Okay.
What is it? Don't know.
I think a gold digger is somebody who's trying to come up on somebody else.
Yeah, with nothing. Your whole intent is to come up and you're bringing nothing to the table.
I agree. Okay, I like that. Thank you guys. Appreciate that. We'll be right back.